As Yannick ages, his parents weren't able to keep him inside all the time. Sometimes, he took his mother's place in line for rations. Also, Yannick and his father were sometimes pulled off the streets to work outside the ghetto. Each day, they returned to their little sanctuary up on the roof. The home invasions continued on without warning. Once a week, the Nazis would conduct resettlements. Stories were told of camps where Jews were worked to death.
Whoa!
On a cold February day, the director of the Judenrat held a meeting. He spoke of how 7,000 Jews were needed to be deported the following morning. He begged that the Jews gave up their children. Yannick and his family hold his bar mitzvah. It was held in an old abandoned warehouse. This is to celebrate the coming of a Jewish boy becoming a man.